Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Star of the show, Bruno!
Buonasera, ciao!
Man, I love that that chef Gino.
Oh, it's my favorite.
Man, that
guy's
unbelievable, huh?
I love him. That, you know what? Imagine an Italian chef with a little stomach, with a little puffy check.
Right.
Funny, knows everything about food. Every time we meet each other, we talk to each other, we had dinner together a couple of weeks ago. Good friend, but typical Italian guy, which I love.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
But you guys look alike, too.
Yeah, we have the same barber.
Yeah.
It's always great when you got somebody like that, especially doing what you do, that has that passion that he clearly has. That just makes it so easy.
When I see Gino, you can see the... And plus, he loves to teach the kids. Did you hear what he said?
Yeah, sure. You got to teach kids how to cook.
Well, exactly what we do. You know, there's perfect things. But the passion that Italian people has for food. I did a speech with the president of Chapman University 3-4 weeks ago about Italian food. For us, it's a culture from the moment you're born. But as soon you are 6 months, 8 months old, pasta. After that, you learn what mom does and what grandma does. Then you grow up all your life with a culture of food. We never go to fast food. We never eat a sandwich. It's always food made by grandma and mom in the house.
Right.
I mean, it's a culture from the beginning. And this is what I explain to people, the difference of culture of food around the world. Italians are born with it.
Yeah, it really is great. It brings a whole family together. Like at Thanksgiving, we had in New Jersey, occasionally we'd have an Italian Thanksgiving. And yet there was a turkey, but I didn't recognize any of the other dishes as Thanksgiving dishes. But they're all great.
No, well, I go home at Christmas, if I do, you sit down at noon, at 9 o'clock at night, maybe you start to have dinner.
Wow.
Without standing up. I mean, is all day long. That is the Italian culture of getting together on a holiday.
All right, we have some numbers for you. I think you're going to be impressed.
Thank you. I have enough time. I've been so busy tonight, I didn't hear anything always.
The number, the amount of money raised so far, and a lot of it is through Smart and Final, so we have to thank them, Eric and Steve. But it is $286,750.
Wow.
That is unbelievable.
Fantastic. We started at 7 with that.
Yeah, we started, I mean, literally at 7 o'clock with $42,000. And then Steve Polanski and Eric Fisher from Smart and Final, they knocked it out for us. 21,720 pounds of pasta.
Wow.
And Barilla said they're going to match that.
I talked to Gino a few seconds ago when he mentioned things like, what? Believe me, because let me tell you something, Tim. Last year, usually when we do pasta ton, we always have enough pasta for all year long.
Sure.
By May this year, we were run out.
Really? Oh, wow. Yes, what'd you do? Go to Smart and Final?
Honestly, that's what we call Smart and Final. We buy. I mean, we say they give us, obviously, the best price. Call Barilla. Barilla give us donation during the summer. But the one that don't have enough, we have to buy. This is to give you an idea how much more we use now. Because remember what I said earlier, from 1 million meal a year, we jumped to almost 2 million.
Wow.
I mean, the pasta by middle of the year is off completely.
And where do you feed these kids? You go to a specific boys and girls club or a church? Or?
Yeah, we are 105 or 109 location.
What?
30 seats. I have a 4 full-time driver. 15 years ago, I have 1 part-time one. Now it's 4 full-time driver. I have a girl in the kitchen start at 5 a.m. We close for lunch to cook everything because we also cook the chicken because we want to give the protein to the kid.
Yeah.
That means we have the pasta, the cheese. I mean, that is a a full company work. It's like it's not an easy thing to do, but we start at 5 a.m. till night.
Right. Were you ever a line chef or a chef in a restaurant?
I used to own my own with my mom, but it was mom and pop place, you know, very pasta, spaghetti, tagliatelle, lasagna.
Let me ask you a question. You're a chef in your own restaurant, right? Yeah. Not this restaurant, but the old restaurant.
Yeah.
And somebody sent a meal back. Did you want to strangle that person?
I think I did a few times, but don't tell anybody. I could be in jail by time.
Or they sent back al dente pasta.
A lot of people ask me that question. Cool question, Tim. It's if you make a mistake, no problem. I'm changing it. Sorry. We are human. We are not robot. Every chef, every waiter can make a mistake, right?
Right.
If we don't make a mistake and the customer tells you things that is wrong,
right,
we try to be polite.
All right, I get
it. You know what I mean? It's like it's both things. But you remember the old days, customer was always right.
Right.
That does not exist anymore.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
good.
That does
Excellent.
Not exist anymore.
All right. And now your restaurant, the White House, totally refinished, totally redone. When did you open again?
We opened 2018 around April, I think, March.
Oh, right before the pandemic then?
Yeah, pandemic, which the sad thing is, the 6 months before pandemic is when we were start to get busy, because when we were closed for the fire, people thought we were closed forever. I mean, when I reopened, people still think I was closed. Even now, I still people think, oh, you reopened? Yes, but because when the restaurant goes on fire, you don't think it's going to reopen.
Sure. Ever.
Never. I mean, after 6 months, we reopen. Here, I'm start to finally get some business, try to pay my bills. Coronavirus, they shut me down.
Oh, my God. All right, Bruno owns and runs the White House here at in Anaheim, 887 South Anaheim. A quick question for you before we go. Restaurants in Los Angeles, starting yesterday, they have to check for a vaccination card, and you have to have a mask on. Is that a tremendous burden for most restaurants?
For most of that law, yes. In Italy, my country, that's what they do, like LA.
Really?
Yeah, they've been there for a long time already, not from yesterday. I think,
is it working?
3 months. Yeah, it's working. Everybody got vaccinated. Everybody come to the restaurant with vaccination. If you don't, you cannot go eat. I call Italy every day.
Right, but here at the restaurant, here at the White House, no vaccination card, no mask.
No, because we also have a 28 table in the garden. Mm. I mean, when you're outdoor dining, come in with no problem.
Good for
Inside
you.
Is the matter of the mask, but we have, believe me, 80% of my customers now eat outside.
Is that right?
Oh, yes. Big
That's
time.
Great.
Yeah. Not too many people's a property like the White House that you can see outside.
But there are no, I mean, you're a five-star restaurant. I don't know of any other five-star restaurants here.
Not in this area.
It's all Denny's.
almost, yeah. There's a few here and there.
Do you ever personally go to Del Taco?
I've never been to once.
You never been to Del Taco?
The only food I went a couple times, three times maybe, is In-N-Out.
Oh, really?
And I love it.
Wow.
Yeah, I love it.
What a great commercial for In-N-Out.
Okay, Carl Jr. Carl was my friend. Carl Jr. used to come here before he passed.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, he's from Anaheim. Carl Jr. was my idol. And his family still come here. I mean, Carl Jr., to please Carl, sometime he come here, I will get burger at the table for him. I mean, I would eat. The guy was a legend.
If next year, if we bring Del Taco, would you eat it and give us your opinion?
I better give it to John and Ken.
Okay. All right. Next year, we're bringing you fast food. Every year, we bring you a different fast food.
In-N-Out. Remember, it's my favorite.
All right. In-N-Out.
In-N-Out.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And we'll check in with you before we head out.
Okay. Thanks for all of the people.
Bruno's the best, everybody.
Ciao,
bello. All right. We're live here in Anaheim at the White House Restaurant. More news now with Mark Ronan. We're live here. Michelle Cube is with us.
Hello.
Ding dong.
Queen. Ding dong.
And we always say this, but if it wasn't for Michelle Cube, this charity wouldn't exist.
No, that's not true. It existed before.
It existed before, but we wouldn't have been involved.
Right.
Right? And
that's
then
nice
now we are.
Say,
and you just had your favorite pasta here, which is which dish?
A pappardelle bolognese, which every time I come here, I eat. And I always take, well, every time I come, I promise myself I'm going to have something else.
Right.
And I can never have something else.
I'm the same way. I'm exact same
love
way.
It. Every,
I go to, there's a great Mexican restaurant called Casa Vega.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I go, my wife has something different.
My wife.
My daughter eats something different. And I always have the mini tostada. And that's all I eat.
It's, yeah.
I've had the same order for the last 35 years at that restaurant.
Yeah, no matter how hard I try, and I look at other people's food and I go, God, that looks really good, but I'll have the pappardelle bolognese, please.
What's in that, pappardelle bolognese?
It's just these really thick pasta noodles that are homemade, of course, and then a bolognese sauce, which meat, meat and onion and all kinds of spices and delicious.
Do you cook?
Yes.
Do you cook? Is that one of your dishes that you cook at home?
I don't cook the pappardelle at home because I don't. I have a hard time making my own pasta because it takes forever.
Oh, really?
Yes. All right. Least for me. But I do cook. I do cook a lot.
I had a Christmas party a number of years ago at my house that had like everybody from the building station, whatever, and catered the whole thing.
Yeah.
Really?
Huge big things of pasta.
Is that
like
right?
Lasagna.
Wow.
I was gonna open a catering business at one time and then it was a lot of work.
does Tim appreciate the cooking?
He does.
Good for him.
He's a meat and potatoes and pasta guy, so
yeah,
I'm lucky.
I am too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I enjoy that. All right, so we have huge numbers tonight, and a lot of it is thanks to Smart and Final.
Yes.
They've been an unbelievable partner.
They've been an unbelievable partner. We surpassed the money we raised through them last year, which is incredible. And
they've not always been a partner. They've been coming on recently.
They've been a partner for 6 years now. Okay. We've been doing this now 11 years.
Wow.
So, yeah, and the way that came about was one of the ladies from Smart and Final, when we were doing a pastathon 1 year, she was in some of her stores in Orange County, and she's like, where's all our pasta? Where did it go? And she couldn't figure it out. And then she was listening to KFI, and she was like, huh, I wonder. And she came out here, and she saw these boxes and boxes of, the Smart and Final pasta. And she's like, that's where it is. So I ended up talking to her, and she decided, to have some of her Orange County stores do it 1 year and just kind of partner with us and do these $10 donations in the store. And we started out doing just 22 stores. And it was really big success. I think we sold like 5,000 of those $10 donations.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, and then they expanded it to all Smart and Final stores in three states.
Bellio asked me to do a thing for the Boy Scouts a couple years ago for Mother's Day. Remember them? Mother's Day. And we ran into the Smart and Final guys out there. The same, I think it was, I don't know who it was. I think it was Steve was one of them. And it's not just this charity. They're involved in
they do a lot.
Thousands. And I mean, every time you turn around, there's a Smart and Final angle to a charity.
They do a lot of charity work. They have very few partners, and we're one of their partners now. The Katerina's Club is, and KFI for the Pastathon. So we're very proud of that.
But not only is it great for the community and great for their business. But to have a company that opens up their wallet and their shelves and their heart like that is incredible nowadays with everything is, so tight financially.
Oh, yeah.
And the profit margins aren't what they used to be. And they have not backed off.
No. And if it wasn't for them, we would never got connected to Barilla. And then Barilla came in a big way. And so we're just thankful for all of it.
And it's great to have big names like Smart and Final and Barilla attached to it.
Yeah. We love it.
Like we used to do. There was when I started in Radio Crozier.
Tell us back. Tell
you.
Us.
Well, I'll tell you that story. We did a show called Late Net, and it was what a round of applause for that show.
It's a horrible name.
It was the first internet show on video and audio. And we couldn't find anybody to advertise.
Isn't that TV?
Right. Well, that was back in 1995, where you could watch it on your computer. And so nobody would advertise because we couldn't show them any real numbers. So we called Budweiser, and we said to Budweiser, we're going to put your banner above the show, and you're going to be our big advertiser, and we're going to give you that advertising for free. And Budweiser said, if you do that, we'll sue you.
Well, there you go.
And I said, I got to get out of this business. There's no cash register, and people are going to sue you if you give them free advertising. Ding dong with you. Anyway, so Michelle Cube, again, I know she doesn't like to say this or talk about it, but principally, if not solely, responsible for all of this. So thank you so much.
Really. I appreciate it. I have to thank the KFI listeners. They're the ones that really put us through this. My dad used to love this event, and it's one of the things that every time I see it grow and grow every year, I'm just floored at how much more we collect and how much more we make.
We were talking about that earlier, because these little numbers, the first year you did it, just for perspective, we took in $80,000 and 3,000 pounds of pasta.
Yes.
And that was 11 years ago.
That was 11 years ago.
And we're way past that. Mm-hmm.
And now there are individuals who donate more pasta than that.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But it also was embraced by the highest level of management here, too, which is good, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, Ashlock, Kevin got involved, Robin, everybody, you know, was on board with it.
Yeah, everybody.
Which made it easier.
Yeah, it made it easier. I mean, it was, I've known Bruno since, I came here for my senior prom in high school,
Wait, to this restaurant?
To this restaurant.
Well,
I didn't know Bruno at the time, and then I met him when we needed to do a live broadcast in 1999, the Monica Lewinsky, Bill Clinton scandal.
Wow.
And we wanted to do it at the White House, and so we did that live play. Crozier was in it.
I was the lawyer
That's
for
where I
Clinton.
Met Bruno, yeah.
Oh,
I
that's
met Bruno,
wild.
And then in 2010, when I had heard about this Orange County restaurateur that was feeding kids, I was like, God, that name sounds familiar. And I talked to my husband, and he goes, yep, that's where we did the show.
God.
And so I called Bruno. I said, do you remember us? And he said, yeah, absolutely. I said, well, we want to do something with you. We brought him on the air with Bill. And just through that one interview, people just started sending me checks to the radio station for Bruno. And then we said, okay, we got to do something bigger. And that's when we started Pastathon.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Awesome. That is great. Hey, this restaurant used to be called Watergate. I don't know if you know that. They changed during the Monica Lewinsky deal. So, essentially, you're using this show and this restaurant just to get your free bowl of pasta every year.
Pretty much.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so rude.
Worth it.
I know.
But
it's
I can't
rude.
Believe your senior prom in high school is here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's wild.
Yeah, that's where we came to dinner for my senior. Because I went to school just up the street.
Where'd you go to school?
Almedina High School up in Orange.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's where I went to school.
Ding dong.
Yep.
And a lot of people don't know this. Can we talk about your dad?
Sure.
A lot of people don't know this, but Michelle Cube's dad worked on and was responsible for a little thing I like to call the space shuttle. Isn't that wild?
My dad worked for Grumman Aerospace. We lived in Long Island. He worked for Grumman for almost 35 years. And the reason we moved to California was because he was doing a top secret project. And we moved in 86. We moved to California. And I didn't know what he was working on. He wasn't allowed to tell us. He wasn't allowed to tell my mom. It was top secret. And then a few years after we moved and they unveiled the stealth bomber, he said, that's why we moved to California.
Oh, my God.
Gone to Area 51. Yeah, he worked on the space shuttle. They did the wings of the space shuttle at Grumman. He worked on the lunar lander
He worked on the stealth bomber, like in the deepest secrets of the stealth bomber, he knew those.
Yes.
In wow.
Many, many years after, he retired, he told me stories about going to Area 51 for test flights.
Oh, my God.
And how it was all that style. You get there and they won't let you. You get on the plane that has
wait. We got to take a break. You guys stay with us. I didn't know this. Wait, your dad went to Area 51?
Yes.
Oh, wait. Hold on. This is an early Nori show tonight.
Hold on.
Really early Nori.
Hold on.
Yeah,
he didn't
right.
tell me much.
Hold on one sec. He told you enough, though, right?
Yes.
All right. The George Nori show will be back in a second. We're live on KFI AM 640.
With Lucky Land slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry. Sorry. We're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
AM 640 Conrad Show. We're at the White House in Anaheim. And I've known the woman on my left for... I don't know, 11 years, and I never knew her dad worked at Area 51.
No, he didn't work at... He went to Area 51.
Did he see aliens?
No. He told me... But he said, I didn't see any aliens, but there's a lot of places at Area 51 that I wasn't allowed to go.
Did he tell you things you can't tell me?
Yes.
Let's spill it.
I can't.
Come on.
I can't.
Come
to my on. Dying day, I can't.
Could you, if your dad was at Area 51, could you call him?
No. When he was, the times that he was at Area 51, when he was on the business trip, as they would call it, and if my mom had to get a hold of him, she had to call his supervisor, who had to call somebody, who had to call somebody else. And then, like, half an hour later, my dad would call.
And your dad was working on the stealth bomber.
Working on the stealth bomber at the time, the B-2
wow,
Spirit.
Wow, yeah. The one that looks like a big wing.
Mm-hmm.
That's incredible.
Yeah, he had, like I told you, he worked on the Lunar Lander, which was one of his favorite projects. The wings for the space shuttle. The F-14 Tomcat was his and mine very favorite thing that he ever worked on, which is why I have a tattoo of the Tomcat
logo.
Did you
work on it too?
No. But it was one thing that we bonded over because I just love...
Oh, I bet.
The Tomcat. I think it's just a great plane. And then...
We had two Tomcats land in Burbank about a year ago.
They're amazing.
And it rattled everybody's window. Everyone called the cops. They thought a bomb went off.
Yeah, and then the stealth, which, again, you know, at the time when we moved to California, I was kind of a bratty teenager who was very pissed about moving from the East Coast to the West Coast. Yeah.
Right.
I was very angry and very upset and just kind of, you know, at that age, you kind of don't care.
Sure. How old were you when you moved?
I was 15.
Oh, my God.
And that I was talked like
that
this.
That was before social media.
That was before social media. And then
email.
I went to, when I would go to school, I mean, I still had this very thick accent. And, the first day, the teacher makes me read out of an English.
Oh, no.
You know, out loud in English. And everybody's looking. And I'm talking like this because this is the way I learned how to talk. And after I'm done, this girl in front of me, blonde girl, I'll never forget, her name was Sean, turned around. She's like, "Where the hell are you from?" I'm like,
help.
"From New York. You got a problem with that?" I don't know what to tell you.
Forget about it.
That but is yeah. great. We're going to have to spend a whole hour. By the way, there's a guy there in a suit that wants to talk to you. Just her?
Just me.
Just you.
Just me.
Yeah. Go.
Well, thank you.
All right. Anyway, thank you, Michelle Cube,
thank
everybody.
You.
Ding dong,
thank you,
sir.
Everybody.
All right. We'd like to thank Rob was here last year with his beautiful kids, Rose and Royce, right? You guys want to say hi on the air? All right, real quick. Grab this microphone, and let's put these kids on. They made a donation, right? Here we go. I know we're not supposed to have kids under 18 in here, but you guys are 18, right? When did you turn 18? Just now?
No.
You're not 18? Yeah, you are. All right, you guys are twins, right?
Yeah.
Who's older?
Me. I'm, like, older by, like, 1 minute.
By 1 minute?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool hanging out with your dad, huh? Oh, there's a microphone for Royce. Yeah. Which one's Royce?
Me.
Royce and Rose. That's pretty cool. You guys get along?
Yep. Sometimes.
Did you fight during the pandemic when you were at home? Like dogs?
Most of the time.
Yeah, right? Ding dong with you. You have older brothers and sisters, though, right?
Yeah, we have one sister that stays with us, and her and Will's are always fighting over makeup.
Yeah! All right. Well, it's really cool to hang out with Dad, and we thank you. I know you guys donated a lot of pasta and sauce. We really appreciate that.
Okay.
All right. You guys are beautiful kids, and who's the greatest dad in the world?
Oh, Dad.
Sorry. By the way, Rob, only one of them said you. Just for the record. All right, so we have the councilman Buscaino's with us. Hey, Jojo, what's up, bub?
Hey, buonasera a tutti, and hey. Congratulations to all your success there.
It's unbelievable. Hey, have you ever been to this restaurant?
I have, and I love Bruno's, a dear friend, and just like in any Italian spirit, any Italian family, it's all about giving back. What an amazing man, a good heart, feeding kids in the Southland, and that's what Italians do.
Yeah,
lots
it really is. Joe Buscaino's running for mayor. He's also a council member for the 15th district, and so far has escaped the FBI, right?
Yes. Unbelievable. Yeah, Mike Fear's next, we think. We'll see what happens there. My goodness.
Yeah, that was a big story, I think. That story was broken in the last couple of days, but I know John and Ken talked about it today. That's going to be a big one, huh?
Well, then, facts don't lie. We'll see
maybe.
How this pans out.
All right, Joe, I'm sorry we have a bunch of people here tonight, but we're going to have you on Friday where we can catch up a little more.
Looking forward to it. Excited to be a part of the show here on Fridays. And thanks for supporting Bruno and the Pastathon to you and the entire KFI family and of course, Smart and Final. Reminding ourselves that about 15% of households with children are struggling with food insecurity. So Chef Bruno's doing a good thing. He got a heart of gold.
Wow. All right. Bruno said, stop calling him. Is that what you meant? Oh, no, he said he's going to call you. He's going to call you. All right. Joe, thanks for coming. We'll talk to you on Friday. All right. All right, there goes Joe's 15th district, right? 15th district there in San Pedro. All right, we're going to come back with our final numbers. I can't believe how many people stayed throughout the entire night.
Yeah!
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. And it really is a great-looking group. They were here most of the night. And we're going to come back, and Crozier has a whole list of people to thank, which I think is going to go on for about 10 minutes.
Yeah. It'll be after 10.
Yeah, I don't see my name on the list. Maybe I'll look
at it
again.
Why would it be on your...
All right, we're live on KFI AM 640. 640's Conway Show. We have some final numbers for you.
Yes!
By the way, there's still time to donate at pastathon.com or go to Smart and Final stores until Sunday night. You can donate at the cash register. The final number here, at least for tonight, so far, we've got still another 5 days, $318,750.
Yeah, amazing.
37,351 pounds of food. Barilla Pasta is going to match that and give $10,000. So that is a lot of food and a lot of money. All right, we have got a quick thank you from Michael Crozier.
Yeah,
here we go.
We got a big list of people. First of all, everybody that came out here tonight, all you guys here, everybody that came and dropped all the pasta, all the money in the back. I talked to one of the people that was working back there, said they were getting people that were dropping off hundreds of pounds, 1,200 pounds. So we're going to have a big number by the time we're done on this late Sunday night.
Cool.
But everybody that came out, thank you guys for coming out. Everybody that's donated, all of the White House staff, the Anaheim White House staff here, all the Katarina's Club staff in the back, they're the ones that are helping unload your cars and stuff. Chef Bruno, the one and only, the man who makes it all happen here.
Bruno!
Number of guests that came in tonight, Detective Daniel Kamara from Garden Grove PD gave a nice little donation. Nadine Kwan and Sarah Kearns from ViewSonic also came in and gave fantastic donations. Steve Polensky and Eric Fisher from Smart and Final gave the huge donation. Chef Gino from Burrito. Tom Babcock, Jill Norco, Bill Handel, Robin Bertolucci, our very own boss, big boss. Steve Gregory, very own. Dean Sharp coming in. I just saw him leaving. Mo Kelly and his lovely wife, Wendy. Chris Little, my boss. Tim Lynn, the legend himself. Joe Buscaino for calling in. Thanks, Joe. Silvano Ibe, Misty Salbert, Morgan Cook, Dave Weiss, Russell Dalrymple, last time on KFI right here tonight.
Oh, Russ.
Bert Weiner right here. Ricky Sarabia in the back there. Jacob Gonzalez
Ricky.
Over here. Nikki Campbell, our news editor, coming in tonight. Her first remote she's ever come to. Dave Joseph doing traffic back there because Angel's right here. Mark Ronner doing news for me back at the station. Dave Callaway and Stefan Cabezas. Is it Callaway or Caraway? I always forget.
Callaway.
Yeah. Thank you. Dana and Ron helping us out here. Me and Angel Martinez.
Yes.
Sharon Bellio. And the one and only Tim Conway Jr.
Thank you, man. And Michael Crozier, everybody, the newly engaged Michael Crozier. Also, this is Russell's last night with us.
Yes. I am very sad.
It's horrible.
Oh, man.
But when we were looking for a new board op and producer, because Mondo was leaving, he was going to do that. I don't know, NPR or something.
Yeah, some other show. Left.
Whatever.
But
yeah,
he left, and we were looking for someone to replace him, and we were thinking, man, who would it be? Perfect guy. And then Sharon Bellio said, what about Russell? And we never even thought about it.
Yeah.
And then, and this has never happened before at any other company I've ever worked with, but Kevin LeGret and Greg Ashlock, the two guys, well, Greg Ashlock and then Kevin LeGret, the two guys that essentially run the entire, iHeartMedia West Coast, they were thrilled to have this guy here. Wow. And it's never gone up. Like, when I worked for CBS, nobody high up at CBS said, hey, there's a great hire. But it's so special, and this guy's such a great guy to everybody, that even the highest level of people at KFI were thrilled that he was coming back to the building. That's the kind of guy he is.
Ah, oh, Tim.
Really is great, dude.
Thank you so much. I am I'm super appreciative to you and Sharon, first off, and of course, you know, the Conway Show, Crow, Angel. I can't believe that I got a chance to be on. Like I told you before, when we were talking in the air mix, on the legendary Tim Conway Jr. Show.
Oh, you know, when I first came to KFI, from my very first interview, the very first guy I saw was Russell. He came down the elevator to grab me to go take me up to Robin's office.
The
very first guy
boss.
I saw, yeah, at the office. And we hired him to be the board op slash producer. Great producer. And I didn't really learn anything past day one on the board.
Nope. Still don't know.
Yeah, right?
I
ding dong with you.
I tried.
No, but the greatest personality, and I know that Sharon Bellio shares an office with him, and she doesn't share an office with anybody.
Anybody.
Right? She hates everybody in the world. And she, but to share an office, you're the only person, and she said this, the only person that she welcomed and could share an office with immediately and look forward to seeing you every day.
Oh, man. Sharon is the best. Like, I would have never, ever thought I would be over here. But if it wasn't for her, I don't know.
And now she's not showing it right now, but she was so emotional when she found out you were leaving.
Oh, man. Yeah, I was pretty emotional about it, too. Yesterday, I was packing up my stuff and leaving the office and took a box out, and it wasn't, it's not, you know, it's just, it doesn't, it feels, it feels really weird to
leave.
It is
odd.
It does, because I've been at iHeartRadio for, well, KFI is where my flagship. I started there, I went to 570, I went to KISS, I went to all the stations and worked hard, and, you know, now just to leave and kind of push myself away from, you know, my family, it's
where are you
it's
going,
tough.
They want to know.
I'm going to a company that does stuff for banks and financials, you know. So, yeah, I know. No, nothing exciting. Nothing exciting. But
hey, it is where the money is.
But, you know, I got to go with the priorities. And,
radio is the only business in the world where zero of the people who work in radio, their kids want to go into radio.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Yeah, well,
the number's zero.
Yeah.
We're going to try to, you know, get by without you, but, man, you are we're a huge part. When we needed somebody in the middle of the pandemic, you were the guy.
Thank you, Conway.
And really a cool guy. Always, remember those, you know, 8 months we had together.
It was an honor, and I was humbled by it completely. Yeah. And still am. So thank you.
And
thank you. Thank you.
People have come and gone on the show, but I will say, Bellio is the heart and soul of this show, by far.
I agree wholeheartedly.
By far.
Yep.
And big announcement tonight, John Bellio's our new sports guy on the show. Big announcement. All right. Thank you, everybody, for coming by.
Thank you.
Please don't forget to donate at Pastathon.com or any Smart and Final until Sunday. Thank you all, and we'll see you next year. We're live on KFI AM 640.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.